Returning now to London coverage, Pope Francis issued a message to the Brazilian people yesterday, urging them to participate in the Brazilian bishop's annual Lenten campaign against human trafficking. Charles Collins brings us this report.
It is impossible to remain indifferent when one learns that there are human beings who are being bought and sold like merchandise, said Pope Francis in a message on Wednesday to the Brazilian people, urging them to participate in the Brazilian bishop's Lenten campaign against human trafficking. According to the Walk Free Foundation, there are at least 200,000 people living in slavery in Brazil. The Pope urged Christians to think of the adoption of children destined to be sold for organ transplants, of women who are deceived and forced into prostitution, of workers without rights or a voice who are exploited. He also urged that people make a good examination of conscience and reflect on how many times we have permitted a human being to be seen as an object. The human person ought never to be sold or bought as if he or she were a commodity. Whoever uses human persons in this way and exploits them, even if indirectly, becomes an accomplice of this injustice, he wrote. He then addressed the abuse that takes place in the home. Parents who enslave their children, children who abuse their parents, spouses who use each other. He reminded his readers that human dignity is the same for all people, and that when one treads on the dignity of another, he treads on his own. It is this freedom for which Christ has set us free, he said. He concluded by expressing his hope that Christians and people of goodwill may commit themselves to work, so that no man, woman, young person, or child will ever again be a victim of human trafficking. I'm Charles Collins.